Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk things science, because lots to talk about. Zoe Keane is with us this morning. Zoe, a very, very good morning. Thank you for chatting to us. I wanted to ask you about the world's biggest whale graveyard.
Oh, well, it is an absolutely massive one. So this is off quite a while off the coast of Western Australia in the Indian Ocean. And researchers from the Chinese Academy of Science have found an incredible cache of whale fossils, some going back to 5 million years old. But amazingly, whales have been, their corpses have been somehow making their way to this section of ocean over 5 million years. And there are whales there that are their bodies have gone there in within the last few decades and are still kind of currently being feasted on by deep ocean animals. So it's this incredible treasure trove of 5 million years of whale fossils, bones, and currently decomposing whales.
Just incredible. It's really, how do they even find something like this?
Yeah, so this was found using submersibles. So some of them were at depths deeper than the Titanic, so they had to have really good, properly constructed submersibles to go down there. And the researchers weren't necessarily looking for whale fossils when they went down there. This was, you know, one of these kind of blue sky trips down to it's called the Diamantina Zone. And no one would be expecting, nothing like this has ever been found before in the deep. So they weren't necessarily expecting to find them, but they just kept finding dead whales over. It's quite a long zone. So the section, it's this underwater ridge in the seafloor that has these ridges and trenches from where the Australian and Antarctic continent were pulling apart tens of millions of years ago. So it's 1,200 kilometres long. And in this big section, they've found nearly 500 whale fossils. Okay. So of different whales. So 476 different whales and,
sure,
you know, different states of disrepair.
Yes. Wow, just incredible. The other thing that I wanted to ask you about are the arms of the Tyrannosaurus. So I've always actually had this secret, belief that because we don't really know that much, or we're certainly starting to, but we don't know enough about dinosaurs. I always think that maybe we just stuck those arms on in the wrong place and the wrong animal there because those arms just don't look right. What is the story?
They don't look right, but the thing with T-Rexes, and that's a good concern to have, because the original dinosaurs, you know, kind of fossils, when people were putting them together and figuring out how they went, originally they were pretty wrong and pretty off. But
right.
T-Rexes are the superstars of dinosaurs, right? Not only are we obsessed with them culturally, there's actually quite a lot of them around. They were at the very end of the age of the dinosaurs. Yeah, they're a top predator, so, like, you know, there are way more, say, zebras than lions. Like, they're a top predator, so there were fewer of them around than other species, but they were relatively common for a large animal. So we do have lots of fossils of Tyrannosaurus rex, so we can, have a good understanding of what they look like. It's interesting because they're not the only animals or not the only dinosaurs that evolved this giant head and small arms. And from that, we can kind of get a sense, okay, there was something causing multiple species of theropods. So T-Rexes are a type of theropod, which are those essentially big, scary dinosaurs that ran around on two big back legs. And quite a few different theropods had the same trajectory as the T-Rex. They went from having kind of normal arms, arms that weren't funny and silly, to having these tiny arms. And the thing that is in common with this evolutionary trajectory is it comes in concert with having a massive head. So it seems the bigger the head, the smaller the arms. And this is a classic, what evolutionary biologists call a trade-off. Sometimes a body can't have two things, or a life cycle. You kind of have to sacrifice one thing to get another thing. So potentially there was an advantage in having a massive head, and having a big head was, you know, causing these animals to, you know, an animal with a slightly bigger head was having slightly more offspring and surviving slightly longer, better hunter, or able to outcompete the animals around it. And over time, not just the T-Rexes, but other dinosaur species evolved this kind of tiny arms, big head situation, which is quite bizarre. Now, the arms could have still had their uses, but those uses might have been fairly limited.
Wow, absolutely incredible. That yeah. Sorry, you were saying?
Oh, just that, you know, their uses we don't really know. But if you've got something, even if it's tiny and seemingly hard to use, you may as well use it. So potentially, some researchers have said, well, they might have used them for grappling or slashing, because they still, those claws that they had were 10 centimeters long, so, you know, tiny compared to their body, but still a 10 centimeter long knife essentially is a pretty chunky and scary weapon. But the issue is they couldn't really extend their arms out to use them. So maybe they were using them for grappling or manipulating objects. But what is maybe a little bit more likely is that those tiny arms were more useful for T-Rexes when they were very young. So when a T-Rex was very young, their arms were a little less disproportionate, and their arms might have had a little bit more use in terms of grappling and slashing. But I'm from Australia, and we had quite a few theropod dinosaurs, so relations of the T-Rex here, that had massive arms and did a lot of grappling and slashing, but they had petite heads relative to the T-Rex.
Absolutely fascinating. That is where we leave it. Thank you, as always.
No worries.
That was Zoe Keane, science and environmental writer and communicator.